Talk Live, 800-259-9231. This is your show, and we're kicking off hour number two. You can bring up anything, whether it be a political issue, personal problem. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604, freestateproject.org.
And, of course, you can check out our website at freetalklive.com, where we've got archives. Last 6 days of the show right there on the front page of the website. There's no membership fee, no logging in, none of that stuff. You just go and get them at freetalklive.com. Plus, we'll give you even more than 6 days. If you scroll down past day six, you'll see a link to our friends at downloadradio.org. And there, you will find months worth of the show totally free. The way it ought to be at freetalklive.com. So, with that, we go to the phones and to the fun. This is your show, so you take control of the airwaves, like Jamie in Kentucky will do. Jamie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello.
Yes, I'm calling about the prostitute that was on last night.
Yes, it's Jamie Told You So. Now, Jamie, you actually called in. We had a prostitute on the show.
Uh-huh.
She had called in. We had her on for a good three segments, asking all kinds of interesting questions. So if you missed it, go check out the archive at freetalklive.com.
Uh-huh.
And you actually had called in during the last segment, but we didn't have much more time than to just let you ask a question because it was really short on. We were really short on time. So what did you have to say?
Wonder if she's listening.
She may very well be, Jamie.
Well,
we can't give you her phone number if that's what you.
Oh, mean. I don't want her phone number.
Okay.
I can't call long distance anymore.
He calls us because it's free.
His
grandpa doesn't let him.
I'm against prostitution.
Really? Why?
Because there's so many diseases out there right now.
Well, that's why they make condoms and other prevention
and
devices.
And if you don't want to catch one of the diseases, you don't have to have sex with a prostitute.
Well, condoms are great.
I don't.
That's true. You know what, Jamie Told You So? Have you ever heard about Nevada?
Yeah.
You know that prostitution is legal there, right?
Yeah.
Well, you might find this interesting as somebody who just has a keen interest in prostitution but is against it. In Nevada, they actually have these brothels, right? And in the brothels, they bring gynecologists in there on, I think it's a weekly basis at least, to come in and give inspections to the girls. So, if you were to go to Nevada and buy a prostitute, it's almost a guarantee that what you're purchasing is a clean product. Now, of course, there's no guarantee that...
It's fornication, though.
Okay. That's a different issue. Disease and fornication, different issues.
Well, I'm told against that, too, fornication.
So, that's what's holding you back, right, is the fact that it's fornication more so than the disease issue.
Yeah, you know, and... I called back in last night after y'all went off there and asked, does she have a website or something I can get a hold of her so I can preach to her?
Here's a question for you. Got a couple. Are you married?
No.
Are you a virgin?
No.
No? So,
whoops.
Do you ever kind of just sit there and hate yourself?
Sometimes.
Now, how long has it been since you were involved in fornication?
Sexual Congress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With someone you weren't married.
Yeah, with someone other than yourself or...
Well,
right.
About 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Two or three weeks ago. Now, when did you develop your hatred of fornication?
Well, I was in the heat of passion.
Yeah.
You know, in the heat of the moment.
So you hated it as you were doing
Things happen.
This is so bad.
And, you know, we're all sinners.
Yes, we are.
Sinners. But we're going to get married, too.
You're going to get married,
we're going to make it right.
Well, now, in my opinion,
what are y'all laughing about?
I think that God might look at this as the fact that, you know, like sex may be, to some religious people, sex may be marriage in and of itself. So the marriage that you will have later would, in fact, only be reaffirming it.
Uh-huh.
So... If you never have sex with anybody else, you're not fornicating.
Well, that depends. Now, Jamie, you said you're going to get married. The two of you were going to make it right. Were you planning on getting married before you had sex with the girl?
She gets on my nerves, though. I don't know if I can marry her or not.
Well,
she gets on my nerves.
Can you marry your grandmother in Kentucky?
She wasn't getting on your nerves a couple of weeks ago.
She said I get on her nerves, too.
it doesn't sound like a match made in heaven to me.
Oh, we already like that. Cat and dog.
Do you live with the lady?
No, I live with my grandma. She lives in about 10 miles away from me.
Now, where did you meet this lovely lovely woman?
Oh, she's, well, I just met her one day in a store.
You met her in a store.
I think
that's pretty cool. But most guys don't have the cojones to pick up a woman when they're in the grocery store. Was it the grocery store?
Well, really, my friend set us up, and we seen each other at the store. And
so he set you up to meet at the store?
Yeah.
There's not much to do there in Kentucky, is there?
Not much.
Let me ask you this. Technical question, Jamie. Now, you as the religious expert that you are, if you went to Nevada and you wanted to buy
a prostitute. I ain't going to Sin City.
Hold on.
Like
now, just think. Just follow me here, Jamie. If we're just saying if. I'm not saying you would.
Okay.
But if you went to Nevada and you went into a brothel and there was somebody there that could actually marry you.
A brothel?
You could get... Yeah, brothel is a whorehouse.
Oh, okay.
Again, it's a store where you can meet women to have sex with.
I thought Texas just had a whorehouse in it. Miss Mooney.
Hold on. Okay, Jamie, so you go into the whorehouse, you go into the brothel, you pick a lady, and then there's actually some sort of a, justice of the peace there, somebody that can perform a wedding. You get married to the hooker. And then you can have sex with her, right? Because then it's not fornication, and then you can just get a divorce on your way out the door, right?
Well, if you're just getting married just to have sex with her, that ain't right either.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure that wasn't
the idea. But I tell you what. If a naked woman come up to me and it'll be very hard.
That's an understatement, I'm sure.
It'd be very hard for me to give up.
And that's because you're a sinner. Now, you're not going to go to hell for doing this, right? I mean, you can just go and have your sins forgiven, right?
Well, I don't think I would do it.
You've already done it, though, Jamie.
Yeah, but...
You did it 2 weeks ago.
I think I turned from it, bro.
Wait. You've turned from it?
Yeah.
You're not going to do it again?
Until I'm married.
Is that true? When are you getting married?
I don't know if I'm married or not, though.
Now you're not sure.
It gets on my nerves.
But if she got naked in front of you, then you'd think differently, wouldn't you?
Well, the lights are always out. I've never seen her naked.
Now, Jamie.
What are you talking about?
Jamie, so let me make sure I understand this correctly here. You've already had sex with a woman. You have fornicated, okay?
Yeah.
You violated God's law or whatever it is that God wants you to live your life.
Yeah.
But you've decided that you're not going to do it again, unless, of course, a woman got naked with you with the lights on. But
my girlfriend puts a blindfold around my eyes.
It's not a sin then, Jamie.
I want to hook me to the bad nerve thing.
There you go. That's not a sin.
Now, look, if you could just get it forgiven, then what does it matter if you fornicate, right? I mean, if you could just go fornicate and go ask for forgiveness next Sunday in church...
That doesn't sound like the right attitude.
Exactly.
For
Jesus died so you could toss her a good one from every now and again.
Well, if we're married, I wouldn't hurt, but...
Couldn't you justify it like this, Jamie told you so? Couldn't you just tell yourself, God made me in His image... And if I'm made in God's image, that must mean that God wanted me to
be a horny SOB?
Yeah, to produce.
God made handcuffs for a reason, right? I mean, come on.
Well.
Thanks for the call, Jamie. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. He was running out of material.
Yeah.
That call right there made me think that Jamie told you so. He's been putting us on.
You think so?
Yeah. I've always kind of thought that he has been.
Really?
I've always felt like he could be real, but that one, man, we nailed him down too many times.
How so?
The question of where he met the girl, he had to think of that one for a while. I think we caught him.
Way to spoil it, Ian.
800-259-9231.
That's hilarious.
He's definitely hilarious.
My grandma?
That right there is promo material. More coming back. Free Talk Live. Take control of the show. Hey, we got more to talk about escort services coming up.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of death. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book, and a genuine silver dollar, for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Back in the 1950s, gasoline was only 25 cents a gallon. A hot dog was a nickel. And a luxury car was only $3,000. What happened to those prices? Well, the dollar was changed. In the 1960s, the government removed silver from the dollar and just started printing money out of thin air. The result? Inflation was born. Your dollar has lost 96% of its purchasing power. What can you do about it? Start using the Silver Liberty Dollar. The Silver Liberty Dollar is a private legal currency backed by 100% pure silver. It's 100% inflation-proof and is being used by over 100,000 people. Beat inflation with the Silver Liberty Dollar. Visit www.libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR now.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free, take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. Friday night edition here till 10 o'clock Eastern. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And don't forget, you can join us online. Enjoy the live streaming. We've got broadband. We've got a dial-up version of the show. It's all totally free. Freetalklive.com. So, with that, we just got off the phone with Jamie Togiso, and he was talking about prostitution, and it leads perfectly into an issue you brought in tonight, Torgo.
Yeah, this is out of Scottsdale, Arizona. Apparently,
and nothing good comes out of Scottsdale. So.
Earlier this week, 7 people were arrested and $1 million in cash was seized from a Scottsdale escort service.
Really? $1 million?
Yeah, in cash.
They were keeping $1 million there?
Who knows how long
this... Silly.
Who knows how long it took them to earn that money? I mean, they've got 50 people working there.
Mm.
They're turning out a good
That's
business.
Pretty decent. And hopefully the owner of the business had actually ferreted away some money, and that wasn't his entire savings, was the million. Hopefully he had some, you know, maybe another million elsewhere, because otherwise he's going to have a tough time defending himself.
Yeah, there's some more money.
That's good.
The escort service, touch of class, which I love that every city that has escort services has
they
touch of
have
class.
One of those. Yeah.
We have one locally. I wonder if they're like a chain. Just, you know, if it's a touch of class franchise.
If you replace of with A and remove the CL, then you have a very interesting name.
There you go.
Or of with an, rather, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Unless you just want to have, you know, that's the worst grammar in the world. You are a Florida boy, aren't you?
Born and raised.
Oh, man.
Discharged.
Touch of, okay, the escort service, Touch of Class, is suspected of providing call girls out of an office since 1999 for an estimated $6.5 million in profits.
Are they suspected of it? Or, I mean, come on, they're a call girl service. They're an escort service. I mean, everybody knows that's what they do.
Well, apparently not everybody. Not the people in the city who licensed them as an escort service. It's okay. Escort services are perfectly legal.
Yes.
Prostitution services are not. There's
words difference. Are powerful. Words are tools.
Well, an escort service's publicly advertised intended business is you just want someone to hang out with for a while.
For about 15 minutes. Sometimes longer.
Ian, that was great. Ian goes for about 15 minutes and he goes, what did I just say about me on the air? or longer, but anyway, more arrests and seizures of illegal assets are possible, said a lieutenant.
They had to use the word assets in this story, right?
Yeah, right. Exactly. The Scottsdale police investigation, Operation Outcall, began more than 2 years ago. I love that name, Operation Outcall.
It took them 2 years to bag these criminals?
They wanted to investigate everything really, really closely.
Thoroughly. They had to investigate every single one of their workers as well.
But it wasn't just this place. It was 2 years investigating all kinds of places. Mm-hmm. Investigators served 11 search warrants earlier this week in the Valley and in Tucson.
Personally, I don't believe that because the cops know. They're not dummies. They know what these escort services are doing. I think that probably what ended up happening was the owner of this particular service ended up crossing a cop or crossing, you know, the sheriff or crossing one of the city commissioners. There's some sort of political ball being played here, and he messed with somebody, and so the cops came down on him. Because if they wanted to, they could probably bust almost every single escort service in the city. But they didn't.
They could, but they would have to have probable cause.
I don't think that's true. I think that they
the only reason I say that
probable cause.
The only reason I say that is because I know someone personally who owned an escort service here locally
mm-hmm.
who got arrested, and the only reason that she got arrested and that her place got shut down was because of the fact that there was someone undercover in there who basically went in and contracted for services and then busted the girl who was doing it and then busted her for owning.
So it was totally random.
I think that they know that most escort services are essentially prostitution.
Just like they know that most erotic massage parlors are basically jack shacks.
I think they know that.
Right.
I think they're just, you know, they know that it doesn't hurt anybody. They don't, they let them go on about their business for a year or so, two, and then they bust them. And that's just kind of how they do it. It, you know,
just
it takes
so they can
them a little
make some
while.
Money.
It just takes them a little while to get there. Oh yeah, well, you know, who cares?
Wait until they get some income coming in, and then they take them on. Let's go to the phones through the fun to Kurt in Vegas. Kurt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello.
Hey guys.
Hey Kurt. Good.
First of all, before you get into it, I know you're probably going to correct us on the prostitution thing.
Right.
I know it's not legal in Cook County. So.
That's right. Yeah, you have to realize that in the state of Nevada. Prostitution is legal in some counties.
Okay.
But now, of course, the biggest county in Nevada is Clark County, where
Las
Vegas...
Oh, Clark County. I thought it was called
Cook, Chicago.
Yeah, where Las Vegas is located. And prostitution is illegal here.
Ah.
So what they call it here is entertainment.
So which it is.
If you look in the phone book under entertainers, you'll see
right.
about 150 pages of ads
Amazing.
For entertainers.
How does it work? How do I get entertained if I come to Las Vegas?
Well, actually, you just walk into any lobby of any hotel, and you'll find plenty of prostitutes around.
Is that right?
Oh yeah.
How do you know? They just are dressed in an alluring fashion. I mean,
they got a little tag that says.
Why don't they hand out baseball cards with their picture on?
They're wearing sandwich boards that say "A Touch of Class."
Yeah, you'd think it would be that easy. They're pretty classy, most of them.
But wait a minute, how am I going to differentiate the prostitutes
from just some woman that might be visiting Vegas with her husband and kids.
Well, you might make a mistake.
Walk up to her and be like, hey, I got some money if you got some time.
You have to have an opening line there to make sure that you're not doing anything saying the wrong thing.
Maybe if you use the term entertainer. Maybe if you approached a woman and asked her if she was an entertainer.
Yeah,
or
I've never tried that. But,
How do you do it, Kurt? I'm kidding. Unless you do.
I just look around. You know, yeah. I have happened to catch a few, but more accidentally than on purpose because I'm just looking
it's
around.
It's John night
like
tonight.
Looks like a nice girl. I go to the hotel. There she is. You know.
There you go.
When you say catch a few, have you ever partaken of the services?
Like you say, accidentally, more or less.
After all was said and done, she's like,
money.
After all was said and done, she handed you an invoice, and you're like, oh, what's this?
Right, yeah.
Can you pay him in chips from the casino?
Yeah. But you look in the entertainment section of the Yellow Pages, that's where all these ads are. There's 150 pages of
interesting
ads.
Interesting.
For example, College Jock Brent is listed here. There's just hundreds
college
and hundreds
jock?
Of...
What?
He's just going to read us prostitution ads on the local Yellow Pages.
Hold on, Kurt. Now, wait a minute. I'm curious. Do the hotels actually employ these women, or do they just kind of allow them to mill around in their lobby?
They allow them to mill around.
Because they know that more people will come to their hotel if it's
known as
the entertainment hotel?
Everybody's happy. The clients are happy in the hotels. The girls are happy. The hotels make more money, and it's just putting it stupid to be
illegal.
You
know, if fornication was so bad, don't you think that God would strike down Las Vegas, just knock
exactly,
it off the map?
Exactly, and that's what a lot of people would hope would happen.
See, I wonder how many billions of dollars that particular industry is in that one town alone.
Oh, and Las Vegas is huge. It's absolutely huge. If there's 150 pages of just entertainers, you can imagine what it's worth.
Kurt, thanks for the call, man. Very interesting information. So now you know, when you're going to Vegas, look for entertainment, if that's what you want. 800-259-9231. I tell you,
I want to see Neil Diamond, who is it? Not Neil Diamond, I'm sorry.
Wayne Newton.
Wayne Newton, that's who I want to see.
Actually, I'd go out and see Penn & Teller personally.
Hey,
we're coming back with more. 800-259-9231. Take control of the show.
Take care of us.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
Government is best with governance.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Draft Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at NukeAlert.com. That's NukaAlert.com. Or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at NukeAlert.com. That's NukaAlert.com. Or call 830-672-8734.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. Get in here with us.
And Torgo.
And Manwich. Please, until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. And if you have yet to do so in the month of September, it's not too late. You can go vote for the show. Just go to vote.freetalklive.com. Again, that is vote.freetalklive.com, and that'll take you directly to our friends over at podcastalley.com, where we are currently in the top 4 podcasts of the world.
Ooh.
Thanks to your votes. So we could still use your vote this month. Vote.freetalklive.com.
I think we're only like 15 votes away from number 3.
It's been a hot, close competition for the entire month so far this month. And of course, as you know, it may or may not know, it resets after the month is over. So once again, when October comes around, we'll do another voting drive. We'll push for votes at that point. We can still use you if you haven't done it yet. Vote.freetalklive.com.
Next Saturday, vote-a-thon. But also, you know, I mentioned earlier that it is my my mom's birthday today.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday, Torgo, Mom.
Yeah, happy birthday, Torgo's mom. And
Ms. Torgo.
Mrs. Torgo.
She's still married. That's good.
Well, she's remarried. But one of the things that I like about birthdays is birthday cake. However, I'm going on this whole no sugar thing. So what I think I'm going to get my mom, because she's also doing the same thing, is 1-800-Flowers has a birthday flower cake. It's a flower arrangement that's shaped like a cake.
So you don't want to eat it.
You don't want to eat it. No, it's calorie-free birthday cake, really. I don't know how many calories are in the flowers, but so it's a pretty cool looking flower arrangement. Looks just like a birthday cake.
Sure does. It is pretty cool. I've seen it.
It is awesome. It's 1-800-Flowers. You can use code FTL at checkout to save 10% on the birthday flower cake or any of their other thousands of flower arrangements or other gifts. Yeah, anything that you find on 1-800-Flowers.com. The code FTL saves you 10%. So just call, click, or come in 1-800-Flowers.com. Your florist of choice.
Indeed, from flowers to prostitutes. We're talking about escort services. There's a story out of Scottsdale, Arizona, where another escort service has apparently been busted by the cops. $1 million confiscated. Girls probably taken to jail. Bad scene. And, of course, everybody wants to know about this sort of thing. So we just got off the phone with Kurt from Las Vegas. He kind of clued us into the situation there. Apparently, it's just a billion-dollar industry in Las Vegas. And
now, I want to know, what's the point? They're going to open another escort service in town, and the people that are demanding this, the demand side economics of this, it's going to be satiated. And what's the point in going out and busting these people and ruining their lives?
Well, the cops got $1 million out of it.
No, they sure did.
And where's that million go to?
It's an excellent question. No one knows.
I'm pretty sure. I can say this with almost 99.9% surety that the cops did not take that $1 million and divvy it up to the taxpayers.
No, actually, it's in here what's going to happen with that money.
Really?
Actually. Yeah. But hold on. Let me just finish this off here.
Okay.
First of all, some more description about the business itself. Touch of Class is one of several Scottsdale-licensed escort services. Investigators described it as a family-run operation with more than 50 employees. So they're pretty well staffed over there at Touch of Class Escort Service.
Yes, they are.
Let's see. They also included a daycare center for prostitutes to place their children while they serviced clients. That
seems
nice.
Like a reasonable
alleged
thing
prostitutes.
To do.
Let's see.
Escorts.
It appeared like a legitimate business, says one of the
it
police officers.
It is a legitimate business.
Absolutely. Sex plus the free market. What's wrong with that?
I don't know. It's just The word, I'm reading this, the article here, this is ridiculous. Joseph Sahara, age 62, the alleged CEO of the escort service. They don't count him as a real CEO of the legal corporation because of the fact that it's an escort service. So he's the alleged CEO. CEO in quotes, like it's a euphemism for something.
You get a little crazy with this, the alleged thing when you start writing these articles. So, you know, I sort of understand.
This is the only time they use it in the article. No, they specifically say, prostitute. There were prostitutes here, prostitutes here. There are prostitutes here. The alleged CEO of the company. That's horribly written.
Dirty, dirty hookers.
But he was arrested along with his wife, son, and daughter-in-law, who police described as managers. Assets seized through the Operation Outcall will likely be divided between Scottsdale Police and other agencies through Arizona's racketeering and forfeiture statutes. So, basically, yeah, they're seizing all of this money and then just using it to pad the pockets of all of the various...
So now we, now we have the answer as to why cops allow escort services to go on for
so they can make big raids and then get a commission.
Because if they busted them in the first week of operation, because most of these things are, you know, they have to advertise to get clients, so they have to be on the side of the road in the case of lingerie modeling places.
Right.
It's easy for the cops to know where to go. Well, they don't bust them right away so that they can make more money.
That makes me wonder, would it be better for the alleged CEO to have actually just gone ahead and not bothered with any of this incorporating and setting up a legitimate business front? Would he have been better off? Would there have been less risk to him if he had just done it on the black market, if he had just, you know, acquired his girls and just started going networking with guys and finding good, reliable clients, building a clientele underground, totally black market? Would he have a less of a chance of being busted that way?
Hmm. I don't know. It would seem like they would bust him quicker because he hasn't...
But that's only if they found an unreliable client. That's only if his people, you know, the people he networked with, turned out to be cops. And actually, we had Sandy, the prostitute, on the show last night who was talking about the way she does her business when you literally contract with Sandy, the prostitute. She's an outcall girl.
Okay.
You call her up. She comes to your home. She has a paper contract. In fact, she posted the contents of the contract on our bulletin board system at freetalklive.com.
Huh.
So if you've ever wondered what it's like for some prostitutes, I'm sure they don't all do this, but Sandy does it.
They don't.
You actually have to read and sign an agreement with her before she'll have sex with you. So maybe you can protect yourself
about
that way. It's to protect her from possibly encountering a cop. Basically.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let's go to the phones to the fun to Joe in Massachusetts. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Yeah, hi, how you doing, Ian? Yeah, tell me about Sandy's contract. I didn't read it. And I also want to say, I hope you'll have her back for a whole 2 hours, take an hour to answer.
Well, I don't know if 2 hours would be, I think that's a little much, but I could have had her on for a whole hour. I got all kinds of interesting questions for her.
Yeah, because she seemed like a very compassionate person. I would like to... no, really, I'm serious.
No, you laughed, Torgo? You didn't listen to last night's episode.
No, I didn't. I'm just... I went somewhere else with that description.
No, seriously, this is a... Sandy was a lady who really did honestly care, really does care about her clients. Sexual well-being.
Well, that's good.
I mean, beyond just caring about separating them from their money, she really wants to help them out. That's
sure, I understand that completely.
I would like to... I don't know if there's ever any place in this field for men to make money under the table, but she is really a very compassionate person.
Wait. You want to be a male prostitute, Joe?
No, I didn't say that. I said to work.
You might actually be an interesting... Because Joe's a blind man, so not only would he be a male prostitute, but he'd be a blind male prostitute. That might get you an extra $100 an hour.
Yeah, well, you never know. Dates are hard for blind people. I mean, some blind people are easier to travel in some art, but also
there's a lot of work for male prostitutes. It's just it's not going to be what you thought it was.
All the clients are guys. That's the only problem.
Yeah, I don't want that. Yeah, my other thing is I wanted to. The other thing that you mentioned about arresting those people, I really think that's unkind and unfair. And also,
I agree with you.
I also wanted to bring up another topic. Maybe you can touch on that. Say doctors. Doctors say they care. Doctors say they don't. Well, they're making all the money and they're into these healthcare agencies. I'm sure they can handle it so that, you know, patients could get in care if they wanted to and they didn't have money. And they're always complaining about being sued. But if
there are lots of doctors that care. We had one that called the show who had quit the profession because he was tired of all the red tape. He, for instance, told us that there was at least one day a year where he gave away all of his services for free. So it just depends on your doctor. Thanks for the call, Joe. 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. In fact, on the way... We got Steve coming up. He wants he's listening on shortwave. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
Janet from JLS Research has been preparing a revolutionary new product. Listeners have been having tremendous success with no BO. Now Janet would like to introduce to you her new products, like the Sweet Smell of Success Lotion Bar. Lotion bars are simply a lotion made into a solid bar rather than a liquid. You guys that are opposed to lotion bottles, this handmade bar is just for you. The ladies will also enjoy these lotion bars because of the four oils found in them are considered excellent for all skin types. Best of all, the lotion bars come in fragrances designed both for the ladies and the guys. Also new is the Sweet Smell of Success handmade body soap. This body soap contains no preservatives, detergents, fillers, or chemicals, nor is made with any animal fat. And the skin feels absolutely wonderful. Try the Nobio deodorant, lotion bar, and the handmade all-natural soap and enjoy the Sweet Smell of Success today by calling toll-free 1-888-881-NOBIO. That's 1-888-881-6626. Or visit no-bio.com today.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Used topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com. And for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Friday night edition of the show, only here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. So we still have time for your calls if you make them. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there with literally thousands of posts. We have eclipsed the 50,000 points.
Really?
Incredible. And we have almost 900 users there. So check it out. It's a lot of fun. It's free. Lots of different topics. Everything from fun stuff to deadly serious topics. As a matter of fact, we just posted a new topic since we had Jamie Togiso call in earlier tonight. And much to your chagrin, Torgo, I said on the air that I'm kind of thinking now that Jamie Togiso might be a faker. I think, now you don't believe it, man, which you
no,
think
I don't.
He's the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of leaning towards the faker side of things. It kind of bugged you, so I figured, well, let's turn it into an issue. So we've made a poll out of it now. You can go to poll.freetalklive.com. That will take you directly to the poll thread on the bulletin board system that I put up there, and you can then vote on as to whether or not you think he's faking it or not. So there you go.
All right.
Poll.freetalklive.com.
So, P-O-L-L.
That's right. I'm like the last caller. Let's go to, is it Steve? Steve in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Torgo, and Manwich.
Yeah, I'd like to wave a hand to all the guys and girls out there. I dialed this number by mistake.
Okay.
And are you guys located in Florida?
We are, as a matter of fact.
Yes, sir.
Can't come down and see you. Got a warrant for my arrest. You
no
know,
good,
arrive
Steve.
On vacation, leave on probation.
Now, wait a minute. What is your warrant for, out of curiosity?
You don't want to know. Hey, I don't want to tell you.
If I didn't want to know, I wouldn't have asked.
It sounds like a big party situation down there.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm glad you guys ain't up here in Pennsylvania transmitting, or, geez, I don't know, I could turn perverted.
I'm not sure I understand what you're talking about. Does it offend you hearing Frank talk about prostitution
hey,
and sex?
Party City, man. Party City.
Well, actually, Steve, we're a syndicated radio show. We're technically not even on anywhere in Florida.
Yeah, we're actually transmitting several different towns across the United States, Kansas City.
Well, you've been very honest with me. Hey, listen, I'd like to talk to your audience about things like chemtrails. Have you ever heard of them?
Oh, my God, Steve. Are you serious?
No, I am.
Okay, what about chemtrails? That they're complete bunk?
Yeah, you're going to tell us they're fake, right? It's all a lie?
Well, I don't know. As a little kid, I used to lay in the grass, you know, with the, you know, in the summer up here in Pennsylvania and just stretch out on the grass and
right. And
look up in the sky and watch the little jets go by and watch the trails disappear.
Yeah.
The trails ain't disappearing no more.
But, hey, Steve, that has something to do with atmospheric conditions. They're called contrails. It all depends on, you know, what's going on up in the sky. And
now,
there's various
and the jets are flying a lot higher now than they did before, right? And so the atmosphere
so planes
up there
are more advanced these days?
Sure.
This whole chemtrails thing is so paranoid. What's the motivation? Why are they doing this? You're alleging that somebody is spraying, allegedly the government or some conspiracy, is spraying people
cobwebs.
is spraying people with chemicals. Why? What's their motivation?
Well, it's to lower our immune system because of the impending bird flu that's about to attack. As I talked to this microbiologist, he told me all about this 18 years ago. And
well,
they
wait a minute. Has it been impending for 18 years? Right.
Yes, since 1988.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to rise to power. I'm rising to power. Then I'm going to make them all weak, and then I'm going to kill them. I'm going to rule
yeah, no,
a bunch of nobody.
Right.
I'm
yeah,
going to
sir,
rule nobody.
No, you're absolutely right.
And what's the way?
Why would anyone want to do that?
Huh?
You're breaking up.
Well, Nick, I'm telling the truth.
Are you yelling into your phone, Steve? Oh, bummer, Steve. We really wanted to rake you over the coals on this.
Yeah,
I'm still here.
Yeah, we'll put you on hold, Steve, and maybe we'll come back and play with you. You can listen to us on hold, and we'll check back with you. Look,
yeah, that was bad.
This chemtrails thing is just so paranoid. We have people on our bulletin board system posting about this crap from time to time, and it is just totally unsubstantiated. It's based on a couple of conspiracy kooks that have web pages, and everybody that you ask about the chemtrails says, well, go to this website and read all about it. And then you go to the website and it's like 50 miles long with just this rambling it's almost as bad as timecube.com. Not quite.
You know, I know we never have guests, but we've got to get Gene
really
Ray on this show.
I'll put that in your hands, Torgo. We'll put him on.
I'm on it.
It's just this rambling garbage. They put up pictures, which, for some reason, pictures are enough evidence to prove that there's chemicals in the sky and they're going to poison us all and kill us all. Like you were saying, Torgo, what's the motivation for them to wipe everybody out?
Well, see, here's the thing that I like. These people who are just rambling like madmen about chemtrails, and then when you ask them for evidence, they say, go to this website, like you said, and it's someone's personal webpage where he's just rambling like a madman.
Yeah.
And when you ask him for evidence, he just points you to
another
lunatic that's just some guy going, they're coming for us.
But he's a meteorologist.
Look at the stripes. The stripes are in the sky. That can't be good.
So there's one kooky nutcase meteorologist out there who has a website, and that gives the entire idea credibility.
Exactly. And, you know, I can't put stock in anything anyone says. I don't care who they are. This one meteorologist, he knows because he studied meteorology. That's great. There are scientists who have, there are physicists who are using their master's degrees in physics to prove the existence of God. You know, it's the exact same type of thing, just completely opposite of anything rational.
Let's try Steve again, see if he has some final thoughts for us. Steve? You're back on Free Talk Live. He's gone. See you later, buddy. All right, 800-259-9231, please. I mean, if you call in on the chemtrails, we're just going to tear you up. We'll let you do it, though. 1-800-259-9231. And it's interesting, too, because the conspiracy theorists disagree on them. Some of them think it's for weather modification, And the other ones think the other side of the coin.
They're poisonous.
They think it's poisoning. Of course, they ignore the fact that people are living longer than ever, et cetera, et cetera. More coming back. Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Even in these remaining moments. Hey, if you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, you want to support the show beyond just listening to us and telling your friends about the show, you can actually amp Free Talk Live. Advertise, market, and promote is what you need to do. Amp.freetalklive.com is a place to go to learn about it. Very simply, we're asking you for $3 a month. That's all it takes. It is totally voluntary. Everything on the website is going to continue to be free. The archives, the bulletin board system, all of it on the house. But if you got $3 a month to spare, send it our way, because what we're going to do is turn that money around into more advertising for the show, hence the name Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're going to promote the show to more industry, radio industry people, to get the show on more stations. We're going to promote it around the internet even further to get more internet listeners. It's all thanks to you. We've already got over 95 people that have amped Free Talk Live. So go do it at amp.freetalklive.com.
And also, don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, which is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call toll-free 888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or visit their website at freestateproject.org.
Now then, since it's unusual, we have a rule on Free Talk Live that you get one call per night. But since Steve's phone kind of dumped out on him in the middle of the call, We'll take him back. Steve, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, thank you, brother. I'm here. Hey, you guys said you were going to... You're going to harass me, so I'm here.
Well,
we think it's a little bit
silly and a lot paranoid what you're talking about. Of course, you're talking about the chemtrails issue. Now, you're one of those chemtrail people that believes the chemtrails are to kill everybody off. You're not one of those weather modification chemtrail people.
Nah. Let me put it real simple to you and your audience. And have you ever, when you were in high school or junior high, it happened to me when I was like, I think I was like about in third grade. You know, the teacher brings in a half an apple and she puts it in the bottom of a mason jar.
Mm-hmm.
And she leaves it open and she says, "You see anything in there?" "Yeah, we see half a slice of apple."
"Okay."
"Well," she says, "the weekend's coming up. We'll stop back Monday and see what's in there." "Oh, there's two fruit flies in there." "Okay, well now we'll put this lid on top of the mason jar, punch a couple holes in there, real little itty bitty holes so the things can't get out. And next Monday, we'll come back and count them."
Right, and she started
so
basically
Monday
a fly
colony.
"Back
and there's 21.
Yeah.
You know, and then the next Monday, we come back, and there's like 144, but they're really hard to tell because they keep jumping around.
And the relevance is?
The next Monday, we come back, and they're all dead.
Okay.
And that's
right.
What's happening to our world and our U.S.
government. They ran out of food.
No, the food's still there. No, they ran out of space. No, it's
And your allegation is that we're running out of space.
Well, not at this time. No.
At what time would we be running out of space?
Well, I think that I don't know when the scientists predicted. Hey,
well, you don't know what you're talking
about.
Now, hold on.
Now, Steve, let me ask you a question. Now, this is what you're saying is a preventative measure to keep overcrowding from taking place, right?
Yes.
Okay, so why not come up with a system like in Soylent Green or in Logan's Run where, you know, once you turn a certain age...
Something more concrete.
Exactly.
Something
instead
more
of just, let's kill the
Steve,
population off.
Man.
Start
over.
Why not poison the other countries, not ours?
Thanks, Steve. We got to run, man. Call us again sometime, though. 800-259-9231. Hey, we're done for tonight. But we'll see you tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. It's been Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich. And, of course, don't forget to join us online, even you crackpots, at freetalklive.com. Hey, don't forget to amp the show either, amp.freetalklive.com. And again, we'll see you tomorrow night.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
So...